the games themselves has been a wee bit fragmented of late. We've not had the continuity of game after game after game that we thought we might have. And on one hand, you know, it's allowed the players a greater level of recovery. But on the other, and I reminded the players of this today with a meeting on it, is that our focus remains 100%, because sometimes when you get several games called off, you can just lose that edge, that little bit of focus on continuing to strive for what we want to achieve. And it was just a little reminder to them of that, that yes, we've had a couple of games called off, but our mentality, our focus on the next week in hand must be absolutely at its optimum, because we've got three very important games coming up.
And in terms of the league position, it's not been adversely affected by not playing in midweek. The other results went okay. How do you see things at the bottom end of League One now?
Very much what they were, that we have to win games. You know, we're in a position where we can, you know, climb the table with our games in hand, but the games in hand are only good when you win, and it's about us collecting the points. You know, I mentioned prior to the Walsall game the importance of turning these draws into victories, and that remains the same. And we have to, you know, pick up the all-important points to get ourselves clear of that bottom four.
It's just a case of putting chances away, because, again, I looked at the stats. You're creating chances, not necessarily that many shots on target, but maybe that's the issue, is it?
I just feel that in the last, you know, couple of months, that in every game that we've been involved in, we've certainly deserved to draw or win the game. Of that there is no doubt. So there's a lot of really positive things, but again, I go back to refocusing and making sure that we focus on turning the draws into wins, because we're a very capable side. We're a side that I think has improved greatly, but we have to win games of football, and starting with Bradford at the weekend.
You've had a couple of postponements at home recently. The pitch traditionally has always been excellent for training. Is there a bit of a worry there for you?
No. I'm actually pleased that a couple of the games were called off, not in terms of for the schedule, because I want to play games, but in terms of pitch, you know, being allowed to I suppose recover okay, because if you are to play any of these games where it's touch and go, you can lose the pitch for the rest of the season. So that was good. You know, you've got a very happy groundsman in Dale just now, so he's very relieved. But no, there's no issues. In fact, the pitch has played really, really well. It's just, as you know, the rain up here has been so severe over the last couple of months. You know, it was almost impossible to keep the games ahead. I was at Blackpool game several weeks ago, and they've played a couple of games when the weather has been really poor, and their pitch has really deteriorated over this period. So in some respects, we've been a little bit fortunate.
And the one thing you mentioned before is that you've had more time without having a midweek fixture to get one or two of the new arrivals up to speed, as it were. Devante Cole, how are they getting on?
Yeah, they're fine. Alex has had some good news. His partner's just had a baby boy, so that means he'll score at the weekend. It always happens. Devante's settled in very well. He's got a slight problem with his hamstring, which means he might be a doubt for the weekend. So we'll assess that over the next couple of days, but we're really pleased how the group has settled in. And of course David as well, who has been with us and then away, you know, has come back, and it's almost like a new signing there again, and we're just having to try and get him up to speed. I only played him just short of 60 minutes of the game against Doncaster, and we'll slowly but surely build him. I'm not sure as yet if David's got the 90 minutes in his legs, because he didn't do a lot of work when he was away from here. You know, he was injured during that period. So we have to be careful in bringing him back too quickly. So we'll obviously assess him over the coming days.
What about David Ball? How close is he to playing at the weekend?
I think the weekend will just be too early for him. It was good to see him back on the grass today. He didn't join in the full session, but he was doing a grass session with the physios. The initial injury, I believe, is fine. It's just he got an infection. So that infection set him back, and it was quite a bad infection. But he seems to be getting over that now, and hopefully he'll return to the group by Monday.
And what about Bradford City? What do you expect from them?
Well, me and Neil both went to watch them on Tuesday night against Barnsley. The one thing is, it's a great place to go and play your football. Mm. It's a brilliant football stadium. I really enjoy going there. Their crowd create a great atmosphere. So for us, we should be really excited about that. They're a physical team. They're a strong team. They always ask questions of you defensively. They do. Against them, they get a lot of ball in the box. They're dangerous from set mm. plays. And we have to stand up to the game. You have to do the basics of the game against Bradford if you're going to get a result.
Just a word on Devancey. We're not sure whether he'll play at the weekend, but why did he not settle in at Bradford? He couldn't quite have the impact that he was looking for, and he's looking to obviously do it for you now.
I'm unsure. You know, sometimes just a different environment suits a player. You often see that, you know, and we hope that this environment will suit him. This environment might not suit every player, but I hope it suits what he wants from his development. You know, I was very open and transparent with him about what we expect of him when he's here, and the only way he'll progress as a football player is if he buys into that. So he knows what we expect of him, and you know, hopefully together we can work hard on progressing his career.
It sounds like you've been after him for quite a while, even back in your Coventry days. So he obviously feels wanted by you. Does that make a difference?
I hope so. I hope so. And I think that there's a lot to come from him. You know, sometimes, I suppose, pressure goes on a young kid like that when you've got a father as successful as he had. And sometimes people can expect too much of you too soon. So we've got to manage him properly. And we've got to ensure that we get the very best out of him. And I just hope the way we play and what we ask of him suits that. He knows what's expected of him. He's determined to really prove to everybody what a really good player he is. But let's not burden him with too much pressure. He's just a young player.